This week, our president returned from a trip to the Middle East. He was very reflective and sat down with the last angry man to talk about his last year at the White House. Here are some of his thoughts.
Let's play word association, sir. Monica Lewinsky.
Historic sites with an open heart.
Good, you got that right. Donald Rumsfeld Dick Cheney.
Think I'm bigger, better than them.
I love this game. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell thinks you...
You know, I don't make rational decisions.
Next November, you hope the American people will...
Vote for me.
Okay. Nancy Pelosi.
I was moved.
A year from January.
I was moved.
Scooter Libby.
I was moved.
Hillary Clinton.
There are people who aren't faith-filled people.
Oh my God. That's just mean. Peace.
Peace.
Hello.
Peace.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Shalom.
Peace.
Mazel tov.
Peace.
No, that means just congratulations, that's all. 5 years from now, you look forward to...
Amnesty.
Invading Iran.
The missed opportunity.
Term limits.
I think it was a mistake.
The Constitution.
I think it was a mistake.
Oh my God.
Laura Bush.
I think it was a mistake.
Well, then why did you marry her, sir?
She shares a deep faith as well.
You recently came back from Jerusalem. What was your thought? Was it nice? Did you have any good memories?
I was staying in a hotel, and I opened the curtain as the sun was coming up on the old city, and I can remember telling Secretary Rice, goodness, darling, you're not going to believe this. The city is gold.
Huh? You and Secretary Rice, and you called her darling?
I'll never forget.
Nobody will.
We're glad you both got back from the Middle East to Washington.
It was just a very moving experience. I've yet to have that experience here.
So you read the Bible every day. Would you say you're pretty well versed in it?
Well, I'm not a great biblical scholar.
I mean, you do read it, right? Who do you think the Bible's about, sir? And maybe you've had enough scotch for now, sir.
Although I'm in the Bible a lot.
You mean you think it was written about you, sir?
I'm in the Bible a lot.
Those of you at home who may have missed that comment, we slowed it down so you would hear exactly what the president is saying.
I'm in the Bible a lot.
And now, normal?
Although I'm in the Bible a lot.
While seemingly intoxicated, the president believes he's in the Bible a lot. This is getting downright bizarre, sir. Okay, love.
Tell people, based upon some...
The question was love, sir.
Based upon some metaphysical presence.
Huh?
That,
what are you saying, sir?
Personal relations with King of Saudi Arabia are suspicious.
Suspicious how? What are you even talking about?
He was a friend.
Fine, you were friends.
One of my close buddies.
What are you trying to say about you and the King of Saudi Arabia, sir?
Think I'm bigger.
I didn't know you could.
You think you're bigger?
I think I'm bigger.
Oh, let's move on, sir. I don't know where you're going with this. Alcohol.
Helps me find calm in the midst of the storm.
I'd say that's pretty powerful, sir.
Pretty powerful. God, listen.
I'm listening.
If you're running for office.
Well, what if you were running for office, sir? What would you campaign on? What would be your campaign slogan?
I'm going to be an agent of change.
Sir, Obama and Clinton are running on that, and Huckabee, they're all running on change. What if I was running for office? What would I run on?
You can't run for office.
You insulting little runt, you. I'm not ready like you are. How long do you think it would take me to get ready to run for office? 100 years or something? When would I be ready to be as brilliant as you've been?
I don't know if 100 years is the right number.
100 years. I'll be dead by then.
Could easily be that.
Sir, are you being serious?
Absolutely.
Let's change the subject, sir. When you're out of office...
I'm not out of office.
We're pretending, sir.
I'm not out of office.
Okay, in a year you'll be out of office. What do you think you're going to concentrate on most when you leave office, sir?
Hiding.
Excuse me, sir? What was that?
Hiding.
Hiding? You mean like Osama bin Laden hiding?
I mean, he's done a very good job of hiding.
Do you want to become a great hider? Just sitting home hiding?
Remote parts of the world.
Oh, that's a good idea. Hiding and traveling as a former president.
I say the guy's not leading any parades these days.
Well, good point. You'll be leading no parades yourself, Mr. President.
The process is unpredictable. And it's tough, and it's long, and it should be there. The Holy Land is... called the Holy Land. The Arab world understands the importance of supporting both parties in the process. And I said to somebody the other day, if they're still writing about the first guy, or the 16th guy that would be Abraham Lincoln, the 43rd guy just doesn't need to worry about it.
Well, Mr. President, you certainly don't sound like a man with less than a year left in office.
And I'm looking at other alternatives.
What do you mean, sir, all other alternatives to leaving?
You know, that I...
Well, there's really no option
Is there?
May or may not.
You have to leave. Everybody expects you to leave, sir.
Man, look, I recognize there's issues.
You're planning something. You have no legal right to stay in office, sir.
Which is the housing issue.
You'll go back to the ranch. Give me three reasons why you should stay in office.
Who's got the character, the will, and the resolve to be the president?
Whatever you're planning, sir, it will not work.
It's just American politics, and...
The president got up from his chair and left our interview and mumbled something about martial law on his way out.
Of course, and I'm looking at other alternatives. You know, that I may or may not, I haven't made up my mind.
You could do farming, sir.
A freedom agenda.
No, I mean like farming at the ranch.
You plant the seed, and you try to nourish it, and sometimes those crops don't grow quite as quickly as they might in other soil, and it's just going to take a while.
What? Oh, sorry. You must be planning on leaving, sir.
Not really.
You have to leave, sir.
Not really. Not really. The field is much really. More attuned. Because if the society does not become more hopeful, frustration would make it easier for the terrorists.